Well, that was a pretty short gospel, wasn't it? All the adults are happy. But Jesus says something in his gospel, and I want to know if our wonderful first graders who are in our choir today could understand what Jesus is saying, okay? So I'm going to ask you guys a question, all right? Here's Brownie, my favorite bear. And Brownie likes to play in the forest all day. And he has a lot of fun in the forest, and he plays all day. And one day, another bear came to see him. This was Butter. And Butter said to Brownie, "Brownie, I want to play with you." And Brownie said, "No, you can't play with me because you're too light. You're not the same color as me, and I don't want to play with you." So I ask you, should Brownie let Butter play with him?
Yes.
Wow, that was pretty good. Now, if the first graders know it, let's go to the K-5 kids and see if they know it. Whoops. All right. So here's Brownie, right? And here comes hopping along Hoppity. And Hoppity wants to play with Brownie. And Brownie says, "Hoppity, you're not even a bear. I don't want to play with you. You're not even a bear." So should Brownie let Hoppity play with him?
Yes.
Really? He should. Good for you. That's what Jesus is saying, something that easy. But you know what? We adults don't get that well. Because a lot of time we do the exact opposite. We say, if you're not for us, you're against us. And how do I know that? Because I saw it on Beauty and the Beast. There was a part in Beauty and the Beast where Gaston, like, takes Belle and he puts her father and her in prison, and they're going to take all the villagers and they're going to go kill the beast. And he yells out, "If you're not with me, you're against me." And if that's not enough, they do it in Star Wars too, in The Revenge of the Sith, where Darth Vader, is he good or bad? And how about Obi-Wan Kenobi, is he good or bad? He's good. So Darth Vader says to Obi-Wan Kenobi, "If you're not with me, you're against me." Even in our Bible, Jesus says that too, and we are all confused because today he says, "If you're not against me, you're with me." And yet later on he says this opposite thing. I'll tell you why in a minute. But the first thing is that we expect everybody to change for us. If we don't like something, we say, "You change for us. You change your color. We want Butter to change his color. We want our bunny to turn into a bear before we'll play with him." We often want everybody to change for us. And Jesus says, don't expect people to change for you. When you love them for who they are. And you're going to accept them, and you should let them in to what we're doing. And there's a couple other really good reasons why we should do that. One is, we often learn from people that we don't expect. Many of the saints that we have in our church, you know what they did for a living? They just opened doors. That's all they would do. It'd be like a person that all they did for 30 years was open the door when you came in, and they were a saint. There's another saint or two that all they did was wash the dishes in the monastery. That's all they did. And when they died, they found out that they had written down all these beautiful things and they were so in love with God. So you don't have to be a priest to learn something good about God. You can learn it from each other by being nice to each other and being kind and accepting of each other. So your teachers, and I don't mean your school teachers, I mean, the people that you learn from are everywhere. And you learn from everyone everywhere. And that's what Jesus says. When you walk with Jesus in your heart, you can learn from everyone. And your heart is much more open to what you're doing. Who? I'm going to the older kids now. You ready? Tell me what humility is. How would you define humility? Being humble. Yeah. Thinking of others before yourself. Anybody else want to chime in? Yeah. Giving up what you have for others. Yeah. You're being bored? That's what you... You're being born. Come over here and tell me what you want to say. What? He's being poor, so you mean you're giving? Yeah. And it means poor not only in having not having money, but having poor in spirit. In other words, you gave away everything you had to see. Being humble also means that you're able to have your mind and your heart open to things that are around you, and you don't judge people. You don't say, you can't play with me because you don't look like me, or you don't talk like me, or I don't like the way you are. That's what Jesus is trying to say when we love people. Now, Jesus also says, if you're not with us, you're against us. He says that when we're talking about evil things. So when we're talking about good things, Jesus says, if you're not against us, you're with us. My bucket is big. I'll have everyone come into my. When you're talking about good things, we want everybody in. When you're talking about bad things, people try to get you in by saying, to try to make you feel guilty. If you're not with us, you're against us. So that's the difference between those two things. And that's the difference in our hearts. When we're thinking of, if we make people feel guilty about doing stuff with us, that's not Jesus. And that's, again, making them want to change. So think about it sometime this week, to be nice and kind to someone that you didn't expect, someone that you find it hard to be nice to, say a nice thing to them, and see if you don't feel a little bit closer to Jesus for what he's done. Don't expect everybody to change for you, but I want you to change for everyone else. Because when you fill your hearts with love, there's nothing more for you to do. That's all there is. So thank you, first graders, and thank you for singing. You're doing really well. And where's K5? Thank you. And Luca, thank you.